Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the greatest show of God on earth. Well, I don't know if it's the greatest, but we think it's the greatest because we're here. And tonight is going to be a good night. Our title for tonight is Dreams Are For Real. Desire earnestly the best gift. Uh-oh. Don't do that. All right, I'm here. Dreams are for real. Desire earnestly the best gift. We're going to be talking about this for a couple sessions, however long God wants to talk about it. And go to another level in God. Thank you for everybody that's been with us since we started. Man, we've had an amazing beginning of the year. We fasted for a month or whatever you fasted, and we went through the book of Revelation. We were at the Holy Spirit Conference. Last week, we was at the Faith Refresher Conference. If you wasn't a part of that, I have a playlist set up in my name for the Faith Refresher Conference where you can go back and watch all three of those YouTube videos. I have done it, and I'm telling you, they're more powerful the second and third time you listen to them than they were the first night, because you begin to catch things you didn't catch the last time, and wow, it was just a very, very powerful, powerful anointing on both the Holy Spirit Conference and the Faith Refresher. And so here we go, February 13th. We're already halfway through this month. My goodness sakes alive. I'm going to be the first to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. We love you all. But don't be messing around with Cupid, little demon. You don't need nothing to do with Cupid. That's a demonic spirit, and you don't need to have nothing to do with demonic spirits. If you're in love, be in love. And most of all, like Jesus said, they'll know that we are Christians by our love for one another. Now, I want to get started right out. Hey, Okalarce is here. Hey, how you doing, man? It's good to have you with us tonight. It's always good to see you here with us all the way around the world. My goodness sakes alive. In the matter of a couple seconds, couple minutes, here we are, and the whole world has now connected with us. You got to just love it. I'd like to ask all the people in the live viewing audience to please mute their phones. At least, especially the pastor. Now, I'm going to start out with two videos. Both of them are from Brother Copeland's channel. The first one is Brother Gene and Flashpoint talking about revival. The second one is Victory News reporting on the revival in Kentucky, because it's still going. And it is going wide open. Thank you, Jesus, that this outpouring of your Holy Spirit is going strong in Wilmore, Kentucky. If you've never been there, it's one of them cool little Kentucky towns that also includes a seminary and a Bible university. And it's a cool little place. I know a lot of people that's been there. I've been there. I actually sang. When you see the platform, I actually sang in that platform in 1983, maybe 82, probably 82, in a quartet. And it's been a great school teaching people about winning the world and sending preachers and missionaries out all over the world for probably close to 100 years. It's pretty interesting. So here we go. Brother Gene is going to be talking about the key to revival, and we'll see if Kentucky qualifies. Well, you know how revival is. God says, hey, I decided I'm going to show up with this group of people because I think they'll do something with it. And as long as we don't stop it, it'll keep right on rolling. Share the screen. Excuse me while I get everything ready here.
In effigy, Samuel's mask was thrown.
All right.
By which it's and but they did this by hand. They don't. That's more distant. Jesus talked about our shepherds, tree shepherds, who watch out the flock. Harvest about at this time, but help. Never get the
My. Now, that was them talking about what we got to have to get revival. Let's look at revival. Well, I guess let's stop. Let's back him up. Let's turn some volume on.
This is
can't have music playing. People get upset. Now, let's look at a couple pictures here. This is the Hughes Memorial Auditorium, where everything's happening. Now, let's just pray for a minute. Father, in the name of Jesus, radically change Wilmore, Kentucky. Radically change Asbury College and Theology and Seminary. Radically change the lives of every person that is there and that is coming. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Radically, absolutely radically change what's going on. Let's look at another picture. Just so everybody knows, you see how that the bottom floor is packed and the top floor is packed? There's not that many people that go to that school. So these are all people that are driving in from all over to be a part of this revival. And, oh, look at here. Look at that. There's people leaving their names. Atlanta shall be saved. Wow. For our country. Wow, isn't that something? Somebody's sharing the word there. Now, let me go back to this post and let's read what this guy said. Revival is not just hype. It's ordinary people hungry for God. This revival was not planned or organized. There are no attractions or celebrity preachers. Just an old building with wooden chairs. No projectors or fancy lights. Just Jesus. People from all across the country, from all churches and denominations are here. There's no scheduled order of service. Everyone is in unity in prayer, worship, and word together. No spectators, all participators. So glad to make the five-hour drive. This has to be what heaven will be like. When I got here at 2 p.m., it had been going for 124 hours straight. Nobody even knows each other. What a powerful, powerful statement. Well, see all these videos. And, hey, there's one I shared. I want to read this one. And you can read it with me. I know it's kind of long, but it's all right. What are we going to do? Hang up and go to sleep? Now watch this. Father, bless these words. My 5 hours at Asbury University Revival. I headed down for the two-hour trip shortly after hearing what was going on at Asbury. The Asbury Collegian, that's their paper, wrote, "Revival strikes Asbury once again." This was not a scheduled revival. It was a standalone chapel service, and God broke in. Well, probably God was invited. Okay? I aimed to put myself in the place of most potential, and I felt impressed that this was the place to be today. It took two trips around the parking lot to find a place to park. It wasn't like a normal college visit. Very few students were outside. In fact, it seemed rather eerie. As I approached the chapel, I could hear the sound of worship. This is where everyone was. Walking in, I realized I was entering holy ground. This was day two of the revival. Worshippers stayed all night. It was apparent that these young people were not caught up in revival, but in the reviver. God had come. He wrote unexpectedly, but I think we're finding that he came expectantly, and Asbury got blessed to be the place where God would show up. I met Don, who graduated from Asbury in 69. the year before the 1970 outpouring. He said, after that revival, there was no need for the police. Everyone did and acted as they were supposed to. Everyone's hearts were changed. I could tell he was longing for it to happen again, and so was I. Praise filled the air. Small groups of young musicians rotated, giving breaks to sleepy and weary bodies. The pianist played for nearly 3 hours before someone slipped in beside him to take over. Singers, other musicians traded places every 45 minutes or so. Everything was spontaneous. There were no words on screen because the worship hadn't been previously prepared. Everyone sang new songs, old songs. One of the first songs I heard was, "What shall wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Some lay prostrate in the aisles. Others were standing. Still others were grouped together, praying in corners of the room. Between songs, worshipers stood and confessed their sins. Young and old participated. God is no respecter of persons. He is pouring out his Spirit on all who will seek him. Later, as music played, we were invited to come to the altar to repent. I wept as I came to the realization that my trip down to Asbury was not to pray for these young adults after all. I needed this. My soul needed this. It was at that moment that I noticed many around me had no shoes, and in some cases, no socks. We were on holy ground, and they knew it. Toward evening, older folks started arriving, parents, kids, pastors, neighbors. We gathered in groups to pray for families. We prayed for this fire to extend far beyond the walls of the chapel. When testimonies were shared, 10-year-old Grace stood in front of hundreds of college students, parents, and professors, and gave a testimony of what God had done for her in the short 1 hour she had been in the service, 10 years old. I stepped out to get something to eat at the cafeteria. I love this story. I did not know where it was, and I found myself walking completely around the outside of the chapel. It was very windy. I realized as I walked on all sides of the building, the wind was always blowing in towards the building. North, south, east, west, no matter what side I was on, the wind blew in the direction of the building. It reminded me of the mighty wind that blew in Acts chapter 2 when the Holy Spirit was poured out on believers. It moved me deeply. I had been there 5 hours, but it felt like one. As I prepared to leave, I found myself somewhat restrained to my seat. I didn't want to move. When I finally got up, I walked to the back wall and stood for a long time, only to sit back down a while longer. People standing, sitting, laying, and praying while others sang. It was beautiful chaos. No one person was in charge. No one dared to get in the way of what God was doing. Reconciliation, forgiveness, and healing were in this place. As I was leaving, people were still arriving. An announcement was made that at least two other universities were busing students to the revival, and they were on the way. I don't know how long God will continue to do what he's doing, but if you can get there, I believe God will do a work in your heart like he did in mine. Please join me in praying that this work of the Spirit will spread across our nation and beyond. He can do it. And already, already it's been all over. Brother Dan, could you find that list of colleges that you sent me? Wow. Wow. This is absolutely incredible. The revival at Asbury University is still going over 100 hours later with zero signs of coming to an end anytime soon. I was moved to unglued sobs while watching the videos of this. If you don't believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, my heart hurts for you. If you don't believe that the Lord still works in a mysterious way, my heart hurts for you. If you don't believe that the God of all creation loves you enough to meet you right where you are in your life, no matter how bad or messed up you think you are, my heart hurts for you. What this organic revival shows me is that people are hurting and looking for restoration and redemption, and that can only be found in Jesus. Now, when you go here to the Asbury College or Asbury University page, you'll be able to see all these. And, you know, there's so much here. I encourage you to find this on your Facebook page and just go down there and keep reading. It's just there. God is moving. Father, in the name of Jesus, may people come from all over and bring money and help them. Wow, look at that. Help them find food, and may the cafeteria help be well blessed, and may the food just multiply right on the tables for them. And may people have supernatural trips all the way to Asbury. And as they go home, may they have another supernatural trip on the way home. And may miracles, signs, and wonders happen because you, Lord, are showing people that this is how you want to work in our lives every single day. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Wow, look at all that. Look at all those people coming and going. Glory be to God. I'm going to read it. I was so blessed to participate late this afternoon in the revival at Asbury University. This is 42 minutes ago. It's been going nonstop since Wednesday last week. Tonight, the 1,700-seat Hughes Auditorium is full. The 1,000-seat Seminary Chapel is full. Wow. And a 500-seat auditorium at the seminary is also full. 3,200 people. This photo is of people standing on the steps of Hughes singing with those inside. People, this is real. God is pouring out his Spirit on his people. Now see, right there, you can see that they filled up the Hughes Auditorium. They filled up the 1,000-seat Seminary Chapel and another auditorium. And I'm going to tell you, we're seeing the revival that you and I have prayed for years and years and years and years and years. And here it is, right in front of our eyes. Wow, look at that. What a beautiful sight. Glory be to God. Brother Dan, did you find that list?
Yes, I did. I sent it to you on a text.
On the text? Okay, thank you.
Is there a better way?
Nope, that'll be good.
Okay.
Text or message?
Text.
On my phone?
Yeah.
I did not get it.
All right. I'll message it to you.
All right, that's cool. Thank you. All right. Well, you know me. I want to just stay right here and watch it, but it's okay. We're going to talk about dreams tonight. And wow, look at that. Wow. Well, we know Brother Copeland broadcast it all over the whole world from their program tonight. And thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Well, there, let me grab this from Brother Dan. Now, this was actually a couple days ago. There it is. Eastern Kentucky University, UK, Mount Vernon, Ohio State, Campsville, Lee College, Anderson College, Purdue University, Spring Arbor College, Georgetown College, Olivet, that's in Kankakee, Illinois, United, Oral Roberts University, Indiana University, Westland, the University of Cumberland, Midway, Ohio Christian University, Taylor, and KMBC. Now, this was probably 2 days ago that we had that come in. And the stories of this is that it's just going out across the world. Now, we've seen many things like this. And in my lifetime, I've been a part of some pretty amazing revivals and seen some things happen. And I guarantee you, I want to see those things again. Not just, I heard a man preaching yesterday, and he said, I don't want my memories to just be memories. As long as this guy's not singing, let's listen to him. Okay, you don't get to take over my computer. Hallelujah. Now, let me get this all shut down here, and we'll get back to us. There we go. There we go. There we go. Now, I've been saying this for the last couple of days, but if you've never been a part of a revival, get somebody to go with you and drive down there to Kentucky and see it. And don't just see it, experience it. Because your life will be transformed with the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit. And thank God for that. So let's see. You got a bunch of conversation going on over here. Well, that's true about Louisiana. Putting the medicine, amen. Pray for David. He'll come to Jesus, all right? By his stripes, we were healed. Put him on my prayer list. Thank you. He's a trucker and needs to quit drinking too. All right. God bless David. We call you, David, free in Jesus' name. And God Almighty speaks to you in a dream while you're sleeping and seals an instruction on the inside of you that will help you be able to reach out and receive me. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Had a dream? So I don't understand the dream. Well, I'm going to talk about that. Let's see. Pray. Please pray Sweden. We'll have something like this happen in my little village, Vilhelmina. Father, man, here comes the anointing. Just like that. You deserve the glory, Father. Wow. Man. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Wow. It's amazing. Just reach out and say, I receive from this presence of God right now in my life. You just do it. Just receive it right there in your own home. If you're someone that says, wait, Pastor, you're experiencing God's presence right now. Yeah, it's not necessarily a feeling that's like cold or hot, but it can be a feeling. But you begin to experience there's another presence here, and it's the presence of peace and it's healing and it's power. If you're not experiencing it there, maybe you got a lot of stuff happening in your home, noise or something. Maybe you got some other distractions going. Just lift your hands and say, Father, minister to me, your child. And then tell him what you need. And we put our faith in agreement with you right now. It doesn't matter what it is. I agree with you that your answer for the things of God comes to you tonight, so that your life is healed, delivered, set free, transformed, and made whole. I speak life. Wow. I speak life. You will live and not die. I can tell right now. Somebody will watch this video, or maybe you're with us right now, and suicide has been in your mind. You foul spirit of death, I bind you in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, by the word of Almighty God, standing in his blood and his righteousness, anointed by the Holy Spirit to speak these words, death, go! Life, come to this person, people now, in Jesus' name. Angels, get this video to those people today. Help them see my email address and help them contact us, so that we can help them know the love of our Father who is in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Oke Larson. She shared this with us before. We've been praying for her since. But we pray this prayer again. Her desires to be off all medication. I declare in the name of Jesus that your body is healed because of the presence of God in your life. The Holy Spirit within giving you strength and life to the outside. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is all coming by the Holy Spirit. None of this is planned. I actually got notes tonight and was excited about getting to them, but here we are. We just watched revival. We just started to pray for it, and the manifest presence of God moves in this room. This is amazing. It's going to 53 nations on Blog Talk, and it's going, who knows, wherever it goes with YouTube. I don't even know. There's 1,900 of you every month that's connected with us, and we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father, for every person, who tonight has been diligently seeking you, we know you promised in your word, you reward them who diligently seek you. Reward our sister, Okilasi, as she's seeking you to be free from all of this medicine. I declare, well, let's just stop for a minute. If you want God to touch you, you need to be right with God. Everybody pray this prayer with me right now. Father, in Jesus' name, one of you Zoomers pray with me.
Father, in Jesus' name,
I know I need you in my life right now. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me with your blood. Make me white as snow. Put your arms out and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. All of your grace and your mercy. All of your love and your righteousness. Filling every part of my life. With all the fullness of God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit right now. So I live in power. Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language. And live a successful life as a believer. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this is what we always say. Welcome to the family of God. Now, you know, when you read the stories of Jesus, which is where we should always go, you see this about our Jesus. Some people, he said, be made whole. And then after they were healed, he said, thy sins be forgiven thee. And some people, he said, thy sins be forgiven thee. And then he said, be thou made whole. The one man was healed when Jesus said, stretch out your hand. And his withered hand was made whole. Like that. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. And I only say what I hear my Father say. Now, naturally in that statement, you got to learn to hear his voice. You got to learn to, you got to become one with the Father. And once you're born again, it's perfectly capable to do. So I speak again right now over everyone that's in the sound of my voice. And you're sick of all this medication you're taking. There's many of you that have said, I believe this medication is giving me more problems than it's solving. And you are right. That is the case with it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want everybody to speak these words out loud. If you mean it from your heart, say, Father, in Jesus' name. Everybody's like, I'm going to wait. I don't know if I'm going to pray this prayer or not. Take all this medication from my system.
Take all this medication from my system.
And heal my body completely. So I no longer need any of it. All of my organs functioning properly. Because that's what you promised in your holy word. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen.
Amen.
Now, let me just talk about this a little bit. We're going to just have our own little revival right here, right now, you and me. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. The Holy Spirit in Romans 8:11. Anybody know where my Bible is? There it is right here. I can't turn to my wife and say, can you go find my Bible for me?
I'm sorry.
She's doing a good job where she is. Romans chapter 8, and let's go to verse 11. I want you to see this. So good to have you with us, Okay, Larcy. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Now, isn't this just interesting? Wow, look what time it is already. I just love the Holy Spirit. I love how he moves. I love that you and I are determined to know him. Go ahead, Dan.
I don't have anything.
Okay. Your name just popped up, so I'm like, all right. All right. I talk all the time. Anyways, verse 10. No, verse 11. Look at what it says. Now, I want you to get your Bible open. I got my Bible open. Get your Bible open. Get your eyes seeing these words on this page. Get your hands holding the word of God. Hold it. Hold it in your hands. Enjoy it. Carry it with you everywhere you go. Cleave to it. Meditate in it. Learn that this is the most valuable book that there is in your house. There is no book greater on the face of this earth. Now watch this. Romans 8:11. If you have a really good Bible, it's on page 1465. Watch. The Holy Spirit says to the Apostle Paul, but if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Now we have to stop and take that statement apart. So it starts out with, but if. Well, if the Holy Spirit is in you because you said, I receive you, you change the but if to since. Once God comes in, you don't act like a sinner no more. You're not a sinner. You're a saint. You're not an unbeliever. You're a believer. So once that transformation happens, don't say if anymore. If ain't true. Since is true. Now watch. Hold your finger there. Let's grab this verse. You know me. I'm going to give you a stack of verses so that you can live in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't have any of this in my notes. If somebody will, can you make a verse list for me tonight? Because I have zero of this in the notes for tonight. Watch. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. No. Please get your Bible and open it up, because you're going to stand before Jesus and he's not going to ask you what I believe. He's going to ask you what you believe. And the only way you believe it is to open up your Bible, see it, speak it, hear it, read it, and let it get inside of you. Jesus is going to ask you that question. What did you do with my word? And you're not going to be able to say, well, I listened to Pastor Sam. And he's going to say, no, what did you do with the word? Because nobody gets in on anybody's shirt tail, not even the preacher. 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence that we have in him. Circle in him. That him is capitalized, and that's speaking about God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. You'll notice the him is capitalized, the his is capitalized, and the he is capitalized. Verse 15, and if we know, well, you and I are believers. Change the if to since. And since we know that he hears us, we know. No, let me read what it's here. Whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. How? Because we know he heard us. How? Because we know when we pray, he's our Father, and he has heard our prayer. His ears are not closed. His eyes are not closed. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro across the earth, seeking whom he may show himself strong on behalf of those whose lives are right with him. Let me find that verse. That is 2 Chronicles. Anybody know where that verse is? 2 Chronicles. Whoops, not first. 2 Chronicles. Whoops. Almost there. Well, somebody find it. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro across the earth. I thought I had it, but I don't. Somebody will find that and put that reference in there. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Now watch. So where are we? We're talking about Romans 8:11. So we're in Romans 8:11. Then we went to 1 John 5. Now we're back to Romans 8:11. So we know, you and I know, he hears us. Therefore, we know that when we say, come into my life, forgive me of my sin, it's done. As soon as that's done, no longer act like a sinner. No longer act like an unbeliever, because you ain't. You are a believer, and you are a saint. Heard Brother Jesse preaching the other day. Well, if you think you're still a sinner, then get saved. Hallelujah. But look at verse 11, Romans 8:11. Remember, that's page 1465. Since the spirit of him, spirit's capitalized, him is capitalized, who raised Jesus from the dead. Where was Jesus when he raised him from the dead? He was in hell. Jesus took our sins, bore them as stripes on his back, took our whipping for doing wrong. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. the chastisement so we could be at peace with God was on him. And by those stripes, we are healed. 2 Chronicles 16:9. Thank you, love. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the earth. To show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. In this you have done foolishly. Therefore, from now on, you shall have wars. So let's take the first part of the verse, not the last one. But think about it. God's eyes are looking across the earth every day. And what catches God's eye is faith. Not a college degree, not a denominational building, not you've been to every class in the church. What catches God's eye is faith. You believe he exists, and you believe that once you speak his will, it will come to pass. He rewards those who diligently seek him. Now, there's a shooting at MSU, Rebecca.
Yes, it's real bad right now.
Isn't that something? No police officers need to be at Asbury College right now. Why? Presence of God is there. And at Michigan State University, we need God. Father, may men and women of God stand up right now, point their finger at the wickedness, at the perversity, and command it to come into order now. We stop your bullets. We stop your weapons. We command you to lay them down. Surrender yourself to the police and receive the just recompense for what you have done. Every person who has been affected by this, we speak life to you. Life and life more abundantly. Life more abundantly. Wisdom for the police officers. Understanding. May the praying church in Lansing come out now, stand up, and stop this wicked perversion. Father, remove every perverse and wicked leader in government who wants the wickedness. We don't want it. In the mighty name of Jesus, remove them from their office, and may another take their place immediately. May the revival at Asbury go to MSU and transform the state of Michigan in Jesus' name. We speak healing to the lives of those who are there on this campus right now. And we declare that all active shooters or whatever's going on, it stops now. Yeah, amen, because of the angels of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Romans chapter 8. Since the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. You had the wrong university. All right. All right, thank you guys. And listen, whenever this happens like this and there's something that's important like this, you know, I see that you put this up an hour ago. Make sure you flag me so that I see it, because I don't always see all these comments as you're going through. Father, we speak over Sunday's niece right now. And we speak over every young man and woman to help them find safety and help them find you. May they see angels walking in the halls of this building. And it doesn't matter what Governor Trashy Mouth says. Prayer is happening on this campus right now. And we thank you for that prayer that's happening. And we give you glory, Father, that the angels of the Lord surround and protect everyone that's there. Turn this thing for the glory of God. May there be revival on the Michigan State University campus. Father, I know there's many there that's praying. Because, what's his name? Anyways, our brother's been there evangelizing that campus for many years. And we thank you for it. Lord, bless every campus ministry that's working. May they go into full motion in the mighty name of Jesus right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Wow. Isn't that quite the contrast? Revival and peace in Wilmore, Kentucky. And death at Michigan State University. God is welcome in Wilmore. Many of the leaders of MSU say God's not welcome here. And when God's not welcome, something will always fill that vacuum. And when you say, no, you can't pray here or read your Bible, then the only thing that's left is wickedness and perverseness. And what comes with wickedness? Every evil work. I'm going to get this verse finished, Romans 8:11. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body. Give life. That's why when you hear me praying for people all the time, what is it I say? I speak life to you. I love it. I go on these frac sites where I'm at, and I'm working, driving truck, and when you get out of the semi, and there's 20 semis with big, huge 8-cylinder diesels screaming, you can yell as loud as you want to yell, and ain't nobody going to hear you. So I just stand there while I'm waiting for the forklift guy to come, and I just yell, life! Got to be a blessing everywhere we go. I speak life. Everywhere you go, speak life. We speak life to Lansing, to East Lansing. We speak life to MSU. We declare that the revival of Wilmore gets to MSU today. And I don't know any auditorium buildings there, but may they be packed with students who decide they want to pray and find God, regardless of what the wicked, perverse people say, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to read Romans 8:11, and I'm going to put it all together. Since the Spirit of Him, Spirit of our Father, who raised Jesus from the dead, dwells in you. He's in you. He who raised Christ from the dead, Holy Spirit, also gives life to your mortal body. That's this body, this flesh and blood. He's going to give life to it. Well, when he gives you life in this mortal body, you don't need that medication. One person said, well, Pastor, do I go to the doctor and have him tell me to not take it, or do I just quit taking it? Well, let me say it to you this way. I've seen people do it both ways. I've seen people who waited for the doctor to tell them they no longer needed it, and then they just quit. And I've seen people who God said, stop taking all those medications. They stopped. Nothing ever happened to them. I've seen people who tried to imitate those who stopped all medication, but they didn't have a word from God. And they got really sick, and it messed the system up. They weren't acting. They were doing the action they saw somebody else do. Well, if you're going to stop your medications, you better do it in faith, because if it's not in faith, and you've been having a group of meds in your body, as soon as that's not there, it's going to make a big old situation happen to you. And so what I tell people to do all the time, and I'm going to say it again right now, go with me to Mark chapter 16. This is an interesting night. Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. Yes, you can be a part of the Zoom. Make sure, Okalarse, that you email me. My email address is right there in the notes of this program, and remind me to send you an invitation, because the anointing of God here, and we get all done, and then we edit everything, and if we're not careful, and we sometimes this goes by the wayside. I don't want to do that. So make sure you remind me in an instant messenger in my email there, and we'll get you connected. You're very welcome to be a part of it. And we ask that you use very great wisdom, and on the program, make sure you're always dressed right. Make sure you guard your own microphone, because if you're going to burp or sneeze or chew your food or just hold your phone close to you and breathe, it's good that we don't hear you snore, or even that we don't have to listen to you breathe. That's what happens many times. People don't realize it, but that's what happens, and we're very willing to have you. Somebody type my email address for it. Mark chapter 16, and let's go verse 14 to 20. Our hgpreacherman@gmail.com. HG for Holy Ghost. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Somebody will type it in there for you. All right, Mark chapter
16.
Say again.
I have it typed in like two messages ago. Ocular says it's hgpreacherman@gmail.com right there. And are you on Facebook and Messenger? Because we have some other things you may want to join too. That's all. Go ahead.
Were you talking to me? I missed it. I totally missed it.
No, I was talking to Ocular. Okay. I have your email typed in there. And then
I do not see it.
Oh, it is? Huh. Well, let me do it again.
All right. Thank you. Sister, my wife, Sister Leanne, is going to type that in there for you. Thank you, love. Now, Mark 16. Watch this. This is dealing with getting rid of meds. I got a word for you. Get rid of every med you can get rid of. Dr. Sutton taught us very specifically that in the end days, that the pharmaceuticals are going to use drugs with witchcraft. Drugs with witchcraft. That means they're going to put a witchcraft curse on your drugs, and it's going to have all kinds of a wicked effect on your life. So let's read these verses, and I'm going to give you a prayer to pray every time you take your meds. Yes, it's called pharmakia. Yes. Now, here we go. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief. God rebuked the 12, the 11's unbelief after the resurrection, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. What? Why would you not Why would you not believe a guy that you just spent 3 years every day alongside him in the ministry, and he just come and told you he saw Jesus, and then you're not going to believe him? Are we believers or are we doubters? No, we're believers. Yeah. Wait. Rebecca? That's why some people, they get that look in their eye, and that look is a demon spirit. They may not be possessed, but they're definitely oppressed. One time I was in a service, and one of my leading men that was helping me in ministry right then, I looked at him, and it's like he had this big frog sitting over top of his head. I'm like, what? Get off of him now in Jesus' name. Man, my friend like shook. He's like, wow. It's like it was just there, and it was clouding all of his mind and his understanding.
Yeah.
And see, they're putting a witchcraft curse on these meds, because then it'll take out the older people that will remind the younger people why we don't want communism and socialism. It literally is killing people and taking them out. And I just went through it again. I heard stories from four different parts of our nation from people who did not know each other. And they all told me the exact same story about their loved one and the medication that they were on and how it affected them. They couldn't think. They couldn't reason. They felt like they were having dementia. The doctor said they have dementia. You're going to have to put them in a home. And you know what? When they got all the meds out of their life and no longer took them, and they had somebody pray and anoint them with oil, all of that went away. All of the confusion went away. And they were just normal once they got all that medication out of their life.
Yes, I believe it.
Now, I'm not against doctors, sort of, but I'm against a lot of them. Any of them that wouldn't stand up to COVID, then you don't deserve the paper that your degree is on. You got to stand up for this stuff, and you got to tell people the truth. And if you're not going to do that, and you're most certainly not going to try to tell me about how to have anything health in my body if you wouldn't stand up and say that was wrong. And it wasn't like they said it was. So that's another message for another day. Back to Mark chapter 16. Verse 15, Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned or damned. These signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. If you're the sick and there's nobody around you to lay hands on you, lay hands on yourself. You're a believer. Lay hands on yourself. Speak to the sickness that may be in your body that some doctor said you had. Better get a second and third opinion. Rebuke it in Jesus' mighty name. Because it's what Jesus said. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt you. Well, these medications are deadly. Some of them will cause you to have constipation, other ones will cause you to go. The ones that give you constipation and the ones that give you go is going to give you a migraine headache. And you're not going to be able to keep your eyes open in the daylight. And the one you take to get rid of the migraine headache, that one rots your gut and destroys your liver. And the one you take so your liver's not destroyed, that one destroys your knees and your joints. And all of it works to depress you and destroy you. And what were we trying to really get done? God made beautiful vegetables and fruits and minerals on this earth that if you eat them, your body's supposed to be healthy. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Wow, what a night. So, for all of you who are taking medication and you no longer want to have to take that medication every day, every time you sit down with that medication, now, everybody pause for a minute. I don't see the email either. So I'm not sure what's happening with that. But click on Sister Leanne's name in Messenger and send a message to us that way. We want you to know this, that we'll make sure you're connected to us. So whatever you do, don't get frustrated with it. This is just the opposition of the internet. I'm not sure why they're not being able to see them. I didn't get a message that said they were blocking them, so. But that was the message at the beginning of the program that caused me to stop and say, what is that? Because, isn't that something? We'll find a way to be connected. Just stick with us, all right? And autism, I rebuke you in Jesus' mighty name. And I rebuke your power from our sister. And I declare that all of your effects are gone. You foul spirit of infirmity. You release your grip from off of our sister. She will not be bound another day. Ready? I want you to do this. I want you to reach up like you got a steel band around your head. Watch this. And just grab a hold of it like that and just pry it off, pick it up, and throw it down. I want you to do that. Any of you that's dealing with a migraine, do the same thing. Like there's a big steel band. Pull it out like that. Pick it up off your head and say, get off my body right now. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's how you do it. And you do it every day. I was coming up my stairs to our apartment here when I got done driving today. And I was talking to God about something. And I'm like, Father, how did I let that slip? I can't believe I let that thought process slip. I haven't thought that in a while. He said, son, it's the day. The cares of the world are so extreme that some of those basic things of God, we're going to have to hear them. So that they stay right in our focus and we're pushing on this every single day of our life. And I encourage you, fight very diligently, fight very specifically. And I'm going to tell you right now, you will find God doing a mighty work in your life. You will find it. And so, in Jesus, matter of fact, we obviously carry an anointing here. If you or someone you know have been fighting the spirit of infirmity called autism, it can actually be a demon inside of you. But not always is it that. But I command that spirit of autism, you release your grip on my brothers and sisters now in the name that's above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Autism, bow to the name of Jesus. Release your grip on their life and let them go free. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name. And if you have a loved one that is dealing with autism, tell them to watch this program. Tell them that it's about an hour and 20 minutes into the program that I pray for those with autism, and you'll be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Well, who knows where we're at and what verse we're on? Oh, I know. Mark 16, verse 17 and 18. Every time you sit down to eat your supper, your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, your snack, bless that food. Simply say, I received the nutritional value God designed in this kind of food. Regardless of what man did to it, I changed the nature of it by my words of faith so that I can eat this food. Now, I know some of you are going to say, well, show me, Pastor. I know. You are from the state of Missouri. Show me, Pastor. So watch this. Go with me to 2 Kings 4, verse 38. Second Kings 4, 38 through 41. Now watch. Elisha has just raised the Shunammite woman's son who had died, raised him from the dead. Verse 38. Second Kings 4, 38. Elisha returned to Gilgal. And there was a famine in the land. The sons of the prophet were sitting before him. And he said to his servants, put on the large pot and boil stew for the sons of the prophets. I don't know whether it was Campbell's chunky stew or they just made their own.
They just made their own.
39. So one went out into the field to gather herbs, and he found a wild vine and gathered from it a lapful of wild gourds and came and sliced them into the pot of stew, though they did not know what they were. Well, here's a good word for you. Don't ever do that. Don't ever find something in the woods that you don't know what it is and slice it into your stew. Verse 40. They served it to the men to eat. It happened as they were eating the stew that they cried out and said, man of God, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat it. So he said, then bring some flour. And he put it into the pot and said, serve it to the people that they may eat. And there was nothing harmful in the pot. So, Pastor, if I just put flour into some poisonous food, everything will be all right? No. That flour worked that time. Obviously, because the Holy Spirit had spoken that to Elisha. But what was it that made the difference? God said, put flour in it. Elisha said to the people around him, Somebody go get some flour and bring it here and put it in. In that group of people that was there, there was skeptics saying, what are you putting flour in it for? What's that going to do? And other people were saying, thank you. And everyone who ate it from that point on said, thank you. You're doing good, Roger. Good job, man. Now, so you and I, by our faith and words spoken, can change bad food into good food. Moses, when they came to the waters of Meribah, the water was bitter. What did he do? He told them, go grab me a stick. He threw the stick in the water, and it made the water sweet. Why? Because it was faith. So when you sit down with your medications, use your faith. And before you receive those, you might even want to open up the website, samuelzcottle.com, click on the communion button, and sit there in your house and receive communion. It's written out for you right there on the website. Receive communion first and say, now, Father, I bless these medications, and I declare today is the last day I will need these medications. I recommend that you speak the word of faith over them and continue taking them until your doctor says, hey, you don't need these meds anymore. Right? Because the doctor will say that. You go in and say, I need my blood work done. I want to test if I need these meds. And if he comes back and says, man, all your blood work is just in perfect shape, then just, oh, well, I don't need these meds anymore. Let's wean me off of them. I know several people. I know quite a few people who God said, get off those meds. And they just stopped cold turkey. I know some other people that just stopped cold turkey and they got real sick. Yeah. I don't know. Roger, you did a good job. I was watching you. Thank you. That's how to do it. And who knows? It's my channel. I want them to have it. And YouTube, you're messing the system up. So stop it. Get all your moderators out of here. We don't need moderators. We're not worried about anything. We don't need anybody watching over our words. We know what to say. We know what to do. We're just here to help and bless people. That's all we're doing. Take your moderators and your moderation and get out of here. That doesn't even make sense. We don't even need you. We do a good job moderating ourselves. I say it with a smile, but I say it in Jesus' name. Because we're not going to put up with that. We're not doing anything wrong except being a blessing to good people and helping people get healed in their body. Why would you stop us from helping people be healed when we can help them be truly healed in their body? Your heart is wicked if you stop that kind of work. Wow, what a night. Look at verse 19. Mark 16:19. Look what happened when the disciples believed what Jesus said and went out and did what he said. In my name, you will cast out demons, speak with new tongues, take up serpents. If you drink anything deadly, it will not hurt you. You will lay hands on the sick, and you will recover. Now watch. Verse 19. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven. That'll stretch your mind on a Sunday morning. And he sat down at the right hand of God. God told him, you sit right here. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word they preached with accompanying signs, wonders, and miracles. Why? Because God wants to reveal himself to his people and to this earth every single day. God wants to reveal himself to you and me. And all we've got to do is diligently seek after him every single day of our life. That's it. He rewards those who diligently seek him. He doesn't reward you because you're rich or poor. He doesn't reward you because you're highly intelligent or an ignoramus. He doesn't reward you because you cook good or cook bad. You've only been married to one person and you love it, or you've been married to five different people and the person you're with, you're not married to. None of that matters. What matters to God is that you accept Jesus and you begin to live as an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus, and you begin to speak to the enemy and the things in your life and command them they lose their grip. And you and your life in Jesus' mighty name. Well, the same Holy Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, all the way from the dead, lives inside my mortal body. Lives inside of us. Giving us life and life more abundantly. And that Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. It can most definitely heal your body from the inside out. Inside out living. It's the same Holy Spirit. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. And he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 7. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and remember all his benefits. He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. He crowns your life with his loving kindness and his tender mercy. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. In Jesus' mighty name, I'll say it again. Don't you just love who God is on the inside of your life in Jesus' mighty name? Well, that's all we got. I guess I can't say that. It's not all we got, but that's all we're going to say tonight. So we'll pray. We'll receive our communion elements together. Let me go to you two here real quick. All right. Yes, I did. I did take a look, and yes, I did get your email. We'll get connected with you. And no, you didn't do anything wrong. No, no. YouTube just—they're learning how to not make the same mistake Disney and some of the rest of them made by limiting us so much. We'll all cancel our YouTube subscriptions and we'll go somewhere else. They don't do nothing at all. It'll hurt them financially. But anyways, didn't do anything wrong. And my wife and I will be a blessing to you and to your family in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray. Father, what a night. Wow. What a night. What a night. What a night. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God, Thank you. That all you want us to do every time we come here is to get in our places, turn on this media, and start pumping the gospel to everyone that's listening to. And then as we live our daily lives, be a blessing to everyone we come in contact with. I speak the simplicity of the Christian life to become a revelation in the lives of every person within the sound of my voice right here, right now, today, Jesus. May they be blessed. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. May the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it be yours every day in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, thank you that every person who heard me speak tonight, they're on medication, I declare whom the Son sets free, free indeed. Hold your hand out like you got a flat surface. Lay that need for medication down there and then just karate chop it off. Wah-yah! Sever that in Jesus' mighty name. Most of all, communicate with us. Let us know how you're doing. Bible says if you're sick, call the elders of the church. We will anoint you with oil if we can get to you. We'll lay hands on you. We'll pray the prayer of faith. And we'll be made whole by Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. Get your communion elements out and get them ready. We've already prayed the prayer of salvation, so we can just go right to our communion elements tonight. Remember, you can find the communion verses and prayer to pray right on the website. Right there, SamuelJCottle.com/communion. And you can take, let me say it differently, not you can. You should be taking communion every day at your home. If you're not with us, if you're with us, then come take it right here with us. We always enjoy that. All right. Let's hold our communion elements up. And we'll pray this prayer together. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded for my transgressions.
Jesus, you were wounded for my transgressions.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
There's nothing missing, nothing broken.
There's nothing missing and nothing broken.
Every joint is supplying in my body.
Every joint is supplying in my body.
Because of your broken body, Jesus.
Because of your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Now, here we go. Let's lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus.
Now, every word I'm getting ready to say is a direct verse of Scripture. So you and I are praying the word that speaks about the blood of Jesus. So listen to what these words say and begin to get the revelation of the power of the blood of Jesus. You ready? Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission in my life forever.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission in my life forever.
By the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation.
By the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away. And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it, Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome. By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over my life.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over my life.
And cannot be on me or my family. My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be the glorious church. Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. Let's receive the juice together. Now, let's sing this song. What can wash away my sin?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now, for those of you that are new with us tonight, and then for those of you that get this video in the 7 years of tribulation, you got to get a Bible. If you don't know where to get one, contact us. If you don't have money to get one, contact us. Not right here. Contact us privately, and we'll help you get a Bible. Because when you stand before Jesus on the day of judgment, there will be a day of judgment when you stand before Jesus. He's going to ask you personally what you did with this book. He's not going to ask you how many sermons you heard, how many different preachers you followed, how many big or small ministries you were a part of. He's going to ask you what you did with his word. You might say, Pastor, I'm not one that even reads the Bible, haven't my whole life. Well, you're still on this side of eternity. Pick your Bible up and start reading it.
Amen.
And do it every single day. I would encourage you to go to our Read the Word program. We have a program where last year we read through the whole Bible in 1 year, and we did it. We read it how it happened chronologically, so it's not an exact order of how it's written in the book. But it's a powerful tool.
It's such a blessing. And it's such a blessing to hear someone else read the Bible to you. And Pastor Sam is a great one.
Well,
I love it.
Thank you, Phyllis. It was very anointed by God. It was very, challenging to make happen. It's very challenging. And we fought real hard at the end to get it done. And so I encourage you to be a part of it. And you can find a playlist of it. And you can connect it. That way, whether or not it gets to my Facebook every day, you can still have the playlist link, which takes you to all of the videos, however many of them there are. And it'll give you the ability to scroll through it and find January, February. I eventually want to have each different month on the website so you can go right there and click on the video that you need. We just don't have that done yet. It takes a little bit more work on the other end of the computer. But and if you got time to do that, let me know. And that would be a blessing to us. But I encourage you, you've got to get the Bible open. Even if you do the Read the Word program, open up your Bible, hold it in your hands. I know it's on your phone. Get a hard copy. Because this, when you pick up this book, it doesn't ring, it doesn't ding, it doesn't flash, it doesn't vibrate. Well, you might vibrate while you read it because of the power of the Holy Spirit. But it'll be a blessing to you, and you'll begin to grow in God, in Jesus' mighty name. So, welcome. We're glad to have you here with us. And we want you to come back. What day of the week is this? This is Monday. Let's get it all done. Sister Phyllis, you're going to read our closing verses for us?
Okay. I need to get my other Bible because the one that I've been using tonight is it says it differently night went by too fast for me. Here. Okay, thank you. Jude 20-25. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, in glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen.
Amen. And amen.
Revelation 1:5-6.
Amen.
And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead,
and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
And amen.
I could just read the whole first chapter of Revelation.
We can just keep reading. You ready? Put your hands up, make a big circle, and say, we call every person.
Every person.
Who heard this message tonight.
Who heard this message tonight.
Come to Jesus today.
Come to Jesus today.
And know him as your Savior. And walk with the Father every day.
And walk with the Father every day.
Hold your hands out like this and say, I receive the hundredfold return.
I receive the hundredfold return.
That you have designed for me, Lord. Because I come and make this program happen.
I come and make that happen.
Help us preach the gospel with this hundredfold return.
Help us preach the gospel with this hundredfold return.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Well, God bless you. May his presence go with you. And his strength be yours every day in all you do. Remember, speak to those mountains to be removed, whatever they are. All day long, that's what God said to me. You're going to have to fight all day long. That's why I said, will there be faith on the earth when I return? God asked that question. Because it's going to get bad. But you can't run when it gets bad. You got to run to him. So you got the strength you need. But I'm going to start preaching again. I'm not going to do that. It's time to be done and go to sleep. You ready? Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord. Amen.
And Jesus is Lord. We'll see you again real soon. Real soon. Huh. Real soon. And we encourage you to join with us tomorrow morning for our morning prayer program. That happens at 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern. And we pray for the nation, pray for our families, pray for our children. We get the proverb here, Brother Dutch, with Giving 15. It's a great program where we're rebuilding the walls of righteousness for the United States of America. And this revival is an answer to our prayer. So come and pray with us in Jesus' mighty name. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
be with you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Blog Talk Radio, we call you blessed. Blog Talk Radio, we call you blessed. We'll see you again soon. Share this with people all over where you are. Put that little arrow button, swoosh arrow thing. Share it with some friends so that they can be blessed by it too. And wherever you are, we bless you to be safe and filled with the fire of God. And the courage and the boldness to overcome. Jesus' name. See you soon.